All right, all right. Welcome to the Michael Slate Show. I'm your host, Michael Slate. All right, I'm very pleased to welcome to the show Sansara Taylor and Riley. And Sansara and Riley are, Sansara's a writer for Revolution, and she's an initiator and initiator of the StopPatriarchy.org. And she's actually joining with other volunteers, with other people from all over the country to talk, to be on the Abortion Rights Freedom Ride, a major counteroffensive against the anti-abortion fascists. And she's here to talk, they are here. Sansara and Riley are here to talk with us about their experiences, their goals, what's going on, what they plan, everything else. Sansara, Riley, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. It's great to be with you.
Hi. Good. Good for both of you. All right. So let's jump into this. Sansara, maybe you can start off right away and talking about, tell people what this Abortion Rights Freedom Ride is and what it's all about.
Well, as I think most of your listeners know, abortion rights in this country are in a total state of emergency all across the country, almost any state, Texas, North Carolina, North Dakota, Arizona, Alabama, new restrictions, record restrictions, 3 years in a row, and this year is the most severe yet. And so we have launched StopPatriarchy.org. We have launched a 15-state, one-month-long abortion rights freedom ride, where we kicked off just a couple days ago with rallies in both San Francisco and New York, and we've begun caravanning. Right now we're in Ohio. We spent yesterday in Cleveland having a rally there. We're caravanning and holding rallies and protests around abortion rights in states all across this country, especially converging in Fargo, North Dakota, right as laws are scheduled to go into effect that would close down the last abortion clinic there on August 1st. We expect an injunction, but we're going to be there either way. We're going down to Wichita, Kansas, where Dr. George Tiller was assassinated 4 years ago, and where they've finally, after years of struggle, reopened an abortion clinic there, and now the new owner is receiving serious threats and harassment, death threats. And then we'll be culminating on August 17th. We're making other stops, but we culminate August 17th down in Jackson, Mississippi, where there is the last abortion clinic in all of Mississippi, serving huge numbers of poor women, rural women, black women in the South. It is only open, that clinic, because of a temporary injunction against a law that would close it. And we are aiming to do with this tour three things, shine a national spotlight and launch a national counteroffensive against all of these attacks, a national counteroffensive, to really get people off the defensive about abortion, to say abortion on demand without apology. This fight has never been about babies. It has always been about control over women. We should be vocal and unapologetic about that. And the third thing is to really tell people the truth, that there's not going to be a politician that is going to stop these attacks or a court order that is going to restrain this Christian fascist juggernaut. It is going to take massive political struggle, people getting off the sidelines, out in the streets with us, joining with us on this caravan and in other ways going forward. So that's sort of, it's hard to compress down a month-long epic struggle, but that's my best attempt for you, Michael.
Pretty good. And I got to tell people, we are going to feature the Abortion Rights Freedom Riders as a regular feature of the show for the duration of the Freedom Ride. This is going to be an extremely important element of this show and getting the word out here and across the country around this. So we look forward to talking with you about that. So we'll have a lot more time to explore a lot of the questions that you raised and especially how it's going in relation to the whole tour. Now, I'd like to ask Riley a question. Riley, I don't know you. I'd like to hear who you are and what made you want to come on this Freedom Ride.
Okay, well, hi, Michael.
Hi.
Well, I've been involved with Stop Patriarchy for a little over a year now, and through getting more involved with this network, and, you know, I've become a revolutionary in the past year, and I've really recognized, you know, where all of these things stem from and what it's actually going to take to change it. And this action is really, you know, a key example of really digging into this question of the oppression of women and what it's going to actually take to uproot that. And, you know, I come from, you know, I went to school and really for women's studies and really got into these questions, but it was still in the framework of, you know, an institution, and it wasn't really allowing people to really try to dig into, well, what is it really going to take to change all of this? And I was really always, you know, constantly struggling with, you know, just being left at the end of class with, well, okay, that's just the way it is, you know, and it was just, to me, it wasn't right, and I sought out what, you know, what really would be, what was the answer to all of this. And, you know, working with Sansara, I've really been, you know, recognizing what it's actually going to take. And, you know, I, doing this, I've really come to see that these restrictions that are coming down left and right, you know, state by state, they have nothing to do with safety for women or, you know, any kind of medical necessity whatsoever. Abortion is one of the most, you know, common and safe procedures for women. 1 in 3 women will have one in her lifetime. And, you know, abortion is actually even safer than giving birth to a child. And, you know, people need to recognize that taking away women's access to this is actually dangerous. And, you know, because of this, as it keeps on happening in this way, you know, going in this direction, women will just get more and more desperate and make more and more desperate decisions on how they will obtain an abortion. And ultimately, women will die because of this. Or, on the other side of it, they'll be forced into motherhood. And neither of these options are acceptable if women are going to be viewed as full human beings. Mm-hmm. You know, women's lives are at stake here, and people need to recognize this and act on it. And that's what I'm doing here.
Okay, good. Well, let me remind listeners that you're tuned into the Michael Slate Show, and we're talking today with Sansara Taylor, who's a writer for Revolution Newspaper, and Riley, and they are both members of the StopPatriarchy.org, and they're in the beginning, they're just kicking this off, a freedom ride, the abortion rights freedom ride that's going to a huge, you heard Sansara earlier, going to a huge number of cities, different parts of the country, and they're stepping up against this fascist offensive. They're launching a major counteroffensive to this fascist offensive, which I have to tell you, when I listened to, you know, that song that I played earlier, the Diggable Planet song of Femme Fetal, you know, it's sort of, it really struck me as even back then where they were talking about, that there were these fascists out there trying to stop women from having abortions and the whole assault on women as humans, on the humanity of women. And yet I thought, okay, that was like a long time ago. And you think about how much this has progressed now, you know, and what we're up against now, what humanity is up against, not just what women are up against, but anyone who gives a damn about humanity is up against in relation to this, the assault on abortion rights and the assault on women that's concentrated in that assault on abortion rights. And sorry, I wanted to know one thing from you. What kind of response have you been getting around this?
Well, we've been just beginning, but we had, we've touched a very, very deep nerve with people. One of the reasons we're doing this Freedom Ride is that we understand that there is a tremendous reservoir of literally millions and millions of people in this country who do not want to see women forced to have children against their will. We know there are people who feel strongly about this, but we also know that most people feel very defensive saying the word abortion, telling their own stories. There's so much stigma. People don't tell their closest friends or family that they've had an abortion, and much less talk about it publicly. There's stigma, there's fear. There's all of this, and our premise, our understanding in doing this was that those people are out there. We have to call them forward. And since even before we launched this, we put out the word that we're doing this abortion rights freedom ride. We put out a statement called Abortion on Demand Without Apology for Every Woman in Every State. The reversal of abortion rights and birth control must stop now. And we published this online. We received hundreds of signatures and comments from people all over the country, and including in places that everybody thinks, oh, you can't get support for this there, like little towns in North Dakota and Kentucky and Alabama, all over this country and actually around the world. But then now that we've begun to launch and we had our kickoff rallies in New York and San Francisco on Tuesday, yesterday we had a rally in Cleveland. I just want to share a little bit because, you know, we were in Union Square in New York City and we had this rally. And we called on people, among other things, to tell their stories of abortion, to bring this out of the shadows and the secrecy. There shouldn't be shame about this. It's not selfish. It's not wrong. Fetuses are not babies. Abortion is not murder, and women are not incubators. So we called on this. And one of the people who I found, you know, there was a lot of tremendous things that were shared, but there was one woman, I was actually just walking through the crowd, and a friend of mine came and said, "You got to talk to this woman." And I looked, and there was this woman, and she was very soft-spoken and actually kind of shaking and crying as she told me about a very dear friend of hers back when she was growing up in Biloxi, Mississippi, who was 16 years old in 1970 and found out that she was pregnant. She was raised Catholic in Mississippi and was so terrified that she went home when she found out. She couldn't tell her family. She shot herself and killed herself. And this woman has carried this story with her. And so she came up on stage. You know, she was afraid to do it, but then she did it. And she came up on stage and honored her friend's memory and spoke on behalf of millions of women whose, you know, 70,000 women die every year from illegal abortions or botched abortions around the world. Spoke on behalf of not just her friend, but all these women now and all the women whose futures are at stake. And it was really an act of tremendous heart and courage. And we've seen this. We've seen that she did this, other people. I'm not going to tell every story because we don't have time, but it's the sharing and the strength that's been tapped into. And then in Cleveland yesterday, we did a march through downtown, and we're hoping to get up some video footage of some of the people we interviewed along the sidelines, because there was the people who came out and protested with us who were quite impressive. And then there was the passerbys who really, you know, we're enthusiastic. Many of them were very enthusiastic to see people standing up for this right. Especially, there was a lot of black women we actually saw in Cleveland downtown yesterday who were nodding when they saw this, who were putting their fists up when we were marching and agitating. And you know, there's something that has to come to the surface, and so we're discovering it. Our mission is to bring it much more forcefully forward and to build as we go. I do want to make sure that we call on everybody who's listening. Everybody who's listening has a stake in the success of this Freedom Ride. We're not doing this to say, hey, we did something really, really great, and hey, you should know about it. The point is, there really is a future of women is at stake. Everybody has a stake in this Freedom Ride becoming more and more powerful, calling forth more and more voices. Everybody who's listening, you could become part of this. You could fly into Mississippi and join us on August 17th. You could come to Wichita. You could be part of the caravan, or you could be a virtual Freedom Rider. And you should connect with us on Twitter at Stop Patriarchy, on Facebook /Stop Patriarchy, or on our website, stoppatriarchy.org, and connect with us and be part of following this. Be part of amplifying what we're doing, the stories that we're blogging about and coming out about this. Share this and share your own story. Write in a message and be part of this nationwide counteroffensive.
Mm-hmm. Now, Riley, let me ask you a question about this. You know, there's the naming this the Abortion Rights Freedom Ride harkens back to and conjures up a very powerful time in the movement against oppression in this country and frankly around the world, the Freedom Riders in the early 1960s. What do you think about that link? Is there a link when you were thinking about that? There's clearly a link. You're making a link between what was going on at that time and what's going on now and what's needed now in relation to abortion rights. Can you talk about that a little? Hello?
Riley. Oh, okay. Go. She's having signal trouble. We're out in the cornfields of Ohio on the side of the, you know, stopped to make the call. So this is Sansara. She can't.
All right. I'm scared of cornfields. I'm very scared of cornfields. So let's just have you talk then. Okay. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, I think we did very intentionally model ourselves and harken back to the original Freedom Ride in what we're doing. And we did that for a number of reasons. One is because what is at stake for women? And people need to understand this. Forced motherhood is female enslavement. It really is. It is a question of the enslavement of women, and it's not anything less than that. And so the stakes for women are just as high as the stakes were for black people during the Freedom Rides, the original Freedom Rides. And there is something of people, look, the form is different. The history doesn't repeat itself exactly, but the parallel is there, and people need to confront. This is a moment. These are the days and weeks and months around which the shape of the future of women is being hammered into place through the power of the state, through legislating women's rights and women's futures out of existence. And this is a moment when people really do have to put a lot on the line. They have to change what they're doing. The traditional, the conventional wisdom among pro-choice people of just elect some officials and hope they'll deal with it, and these crazy Christian fascists are so lunatic, everybody can see through them, they'll never get very far. Todd Akin, he says legitimate rape, oh, but nobody takes him seriously. No. These are people. Whether Todd Akin himself stays in office or not is not the point. This Christian fascist program is gaining ground. It's being hammered into place, and the Democrats are seeking common ground with it time and time again, and it's going to require, just like the civil rights struggle did, it's going to require people putting themselves out there, relying on themselves, relying on ourselves, taking the future into our hands and risking something and rocking the boat. The boat is going in a bad direction. We need to change that direction. And this is what we're trying to do with this Freedom Ride. We're going into the places where this battle is the most extreme. And let's be honest as well. It is a life and death battle, both for the future of women and for the people who are already on the front lines. Doctors, providers, they get killed in this field. There's no other medical profession that has been assassinated for providing their services. Abortion providers risk their lives every day. It is a life and death thing, and we're taking it very seriously as we go out on the road, and it's another reason why we're calling on people to support this Freedom Ride, to have our backs. We're not looking for a provocation, but we understand that there are forces, very powerful forces, and very deadly forces who really hate the mission that we're on.
And on that note, since our
supporting it.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap this up. And I want to say, actually, actually, all of that reflects the intense importance of what's going on with this Freedom Ride. And we will have you on each and every week until it's over. All right. So stay with us and keep up, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
Sure, Sensei. Take care, Riley. Take care. Bye now.